How much of your work, your music, is income producing versus doing benefits? I have the sense, and the reason I have you here for Spirit in Action is because so much of your music has a point to it, wants to bring about a positive change in the world. Do you do a lot of benefits, or are you just a low-paid folk singer all the time?
Well, we are pretty much, you know, low-paid folk singers all the time, and we also do a lot of benefits. So it's sort of both. The number of benefits that we do, I suppose, varies from year to year, but we're pretty much focused on making sure that everything that we do in our work has some socially redeeming purpose, and whether it's a benefit or whether it's a protest or whether it's educational. There's always something. But yeah, the benefits are certainly a large part of what we do. We tend to try to focus our benefit energies on things that we feel strongly about, so that we don't end up just doing benefit after benefit and diffusing and diminishing our own energy.
So give me an idea of this past year, and we're now launched into 2011. 2010, give me an overview of how much time you spent touring, what kind of benefits or movements or protests or whatever you did in 2010.
We spent a lot of time on the road. It's kind of difficult to pin it down. I guess you'd say that during the summer, we spent a lot of time traveling from gig to gig, folk festival to folk festival. During the school year, we spent a lot of time traveling from school to school. We do a fair amount of residency work down in the Washington, D.C. area, so sometimes we'll be going down there and staying for weeks at a time doing residencies. Benefits, last year we probably did at least several. I'm not exactly clear, to be honest, how many. There was quite a few.